Are you happy, Rick?
Most of the time.
Good, good. I'm happy too. And today we're going to talk about who is happier, parents or the child free.
Ooh, good topic.
And I'll share some of the results of recent studies and what happiness means to us in general.
I love your attention to detail. Have I ever told you that?
Yes. I also share my not so happy moment last week when Rick broke an important item in our home. Plus, we had a 24-hour contest, and very annoyingly,
I won.
Rick won. Here we go.
All right, here we go. I did my stretches right before this podcast. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
Yes, I am ready. I have a green juice with me to give me a little energy, and I'm ready to go.
Good. Mm-hmm. You sound a little down.
No, I'm a little cranky.
You're cranky because of something we both don't have control of. For those who, you know, before we started this, we're having very
technical issues. Oh, it drives me insane. Oh, I just can't. We're not going to complain about it to our friends here, but
we're not going to complain about it. But I'd love to know other people that have podcasts that might be listening if they have as many frustrations setting up to do a podcast.
So annoying. Oh. The worst. But anyway, we're here. We made it. Hopefully this is recording.
Yeah, let's lift the mood. There's the smile. There, you have a beautiful smile. Let's lift the mood. Here we go.
All right.
Episode 10.
Yes.
By the way. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. That is exciting.
I want to bring up something before we get started.
Yeah.
I was in the gym this morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm running on the treadmill, and about three machines down was an elliptical machine. And there was a gentleman on the elliptical having a full-blown loud conversation like he was at work, like he was in a meeting.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, and we got to look at those figures and check the charts before we move forward and circle back and all that crap.
Yes.
My question to you is that acceptable?
No, I can't stand
happy you think that.
No, I just had that happen to me at the doctor's office. I was there yesterday. We're all in the waiting room, nice and peaceful and quiet. And one person just gets on the phone and starts having a full-blown conversation as well with like a family member, a niece or something. Oh, and you know what they were doing that gets under my skin even more? When people don't realize that they have speaker on. Or maybe they do and they don't care. So they're talking to whoever and you can hear both sides.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And I'm going to say this. That's unacceptable. When you have this other... it's one thing if I'm hearing a one-way conversation. But if you're hearing their response, it's like, it's the worst.
It is the worst.
And this guy was having this conversation, and because he's on the elliptical and it's kind of loud, he's got to speak higher in volume. So I have my headphones in and I'm listening to my music and I can still hear him.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand why people think, I guess they're not thinking, right? Because they're just being disruptive. Maybe they assume, oh, well, everybody has headphones on, so they can't hear me. And they're just not realizing how freaking loud they're being. But I agree with you. It's just so, so inappropriate and so annoying.
Yeah. I wanted to walk up to him and be like, let's just take this outside. Don't you offline this outside of the gym and not...
Take what outside? Oh, his conversation.
His conversation.
Oh, I thought you meant you were saying, like, let's take this outside.
Oh, like I'm going to fight him at 52 years old? I would have lost. Actually, he might have been a little older than me. Maybe I would have stood a little bit of a chance, but probably would have got my ass kicked.
So I'm excited to chat today.
I am too, but I have one more thing.
Sure.
I witnessed this yesterday. I actually meant to bring this up to you yesterday and I forgot, so I'm gonna bring this up to you on the podcast. This impromptu moment here that I had. I was in the grocery store, I was somewhere in public, and I saw a child. It was a mother and a child, a son, and the son like was upset and frustrated and just stepped on the mom's foot, and she looked like she was in a lot of pain. and that happens, I get it. That's not my point. My point is I often think, you know, how many physical altercations or physical damage do we not have as child-free people due to having children? Because
you mean
throw
like less injuries?
Have. Thank you. Physical damage.
Because we don't have like a toy, plastic toy being thrown out of our heads.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, if you look at the statistics, we probably have less things hit us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're definitely right. I don't know if I brought it up on the podcast before, but We've had several incidences, pool incidences, where kids were playing with their toys in the pool and I got bopped in the head. It's happened to us more than once while we've been on vacation. And I've gotten hurt. One time I got seriously hurt because the toy was plastic and it hit me in the face right by my eye. So you're right. I mean, I can only assume that parents probably have some injuries.
More bodily injuries.
That we have no idea about. So yeah, I see your point there.
Parents
for sure
have more bodily injuries statistically. That should be a study. I mean, there's been so many studies around like child free.
Right, exactly.
That should be a new study.
Yeah. And actually anyway, that goes into the topic we're discussing today because there was a new article that came out about who's happier, child free or parents. And this is a topic that's been going on for a while. There has been several research studies done, and I definitely want to dive into that. But first, I want to share with our friends here what happened recently in our home. And it's regarding you and your gaming. Is it even called gaming when you're in the metaverse? But no, is it called gaming? I don't even know. Gaming. Okay. So let me just set the stage here. So Rick spends a lot of time playing in the metaverse, and we have, and as you may have heard before, we're in an interim apartment, which is really frustrating because it's really small. And that's how we got in each other's nerves last year. And we were hoping to get out of here in March, but it sounds like we're going to be here a couple of months. But anyway, we're in a very tight space, and I recently decided to remove our coffee table from our living area because we've been used to, in the past, when we're watching TV at night, watching a movie or watching a show, we both enjoy stretching while we're doing that. And I haven't been able to do that, and it's been really driving me crazy. So I asked you, can we just remove the coffee table from the living room and just shove it to the side of the wall? And we decided to do that, and it's been working out well. Now, what I did not know and what I was not aware of was that you would decide that this is now an arena space for you to play whatever it is that you play and combat and do your sword fighting. And I guess a week and a half ago, I was doing laundry and I hear this big bang coming from the living room. And then I come in and I'm like, what happened? And you had slammed, because you were about to kill whoever you were killing in your game, you slammed your sword down and hit your hand with your controller on top of our, how big was our TV?
65-inch
TV. And broke it.
Yeah. Okay. There's so much to unpack here around this. Let me start with the fact that for those who don't know what the metaverse is, so it's actually virtual reality. And you put these goggles on and it's this immersive experience where you feel like you're there. Yeah. It's the Oculus goggles that Meta puts out, the Facebook Meta puts out. And I'm a little obsessed with this technology and this gaming platform just because it's so realistic. And there's this new game that came out called The Wrath of Asgard 2, I believe. And there's a lot of fantasy sword playing kind of things that are going on. So having said that, it's kind of not my fault. Because, like, you know, you can create these guardians. I don't want to go into this whole thing, but you can create these guardians. you can create these guardians that keep you from bumping into your normal living household items. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that guardian on for several reasons. I won't bore you why I didn't have it on. But,
yeah,
you know, I was into the game and I was trying to get past level 6, and I really felt like I could do it at that moment. And I knew I was moving a little bit around where I should be because we were in such tight quarters. And I was giving a crushing blow to kill the last guy. And I came down hard and then I hit the top of the television. So,
yeah.
I mean, technically I broke it and I went and replaced it a couple days after. And it's weird that it broke, by the way, because I took my goggles off and it was this tiny little dent
we didn't at the top think of the TV. The TV was broken at the beginning. We were like, it's just a little tiny crack. And also, let's mention that, I mean, it is glass, right? Because your hand was bleeding. Then I looked at your hand, there's blood running down your, you know, it was a whole thing.
I took it, I will admit I took it too far, but I don't know if I'm going to take full responsibility for that. I mean.
What?
I mean,
of course you're going to take full responsibility for that.
I mean,
for the broken TV?
I took responsibility for the broken TV, but like my, you know, being in that immersive experience, how am I supposed to see what's around me? You know, I mean, I guess I'm
well,
a fault.
I think the takeaway is just be more mindful when you're playing and be able to set those boundaries and remind yourself, like, did I set them before you start playing and break more electronics around the house?
Fair. I own it. And I'm about to tell you something you don't know. I swear to God, you do not know this. So I went out and bought a new TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went out and had to replace the television because it was it was broken.
Which is always fun to spend money on something you're not.
And I actually had a little
needing to spend money on.
Yeah. And I had a little PTSD from that because I was really upset. So I haven't been playing the game.
Okay.
And yesterday I put it on and I started getting into it and I bumped the TV again. The new one.
Are you being serious?
I didn't tell you. Yeah, I did it last night when you were out to dinner with the girls. I was playing.
And
I was another sword battle. It was another thing. And I hit it. Now, the new TV just moved a little. I hit the front of it, not the top of it. And I didn't hit it as hard.
Have you watched it since?
Works? Yeah, it's fine. I checked it. But I took the goggles off and I said, okay, it's done for a little while.
Oh my God.
I know. Anyway, moving on.
I think we'll question if I'm child free. For the remaining of this podcast.
Oh, because I'm the child? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm not saying that.
Wow. You've been coming at me all day, by the way. Let's just start by saying that we love each other very much. So we can change this emotional narrative around.
We do. We know we've actually had a really good morning. It's once again beautiful in Austin, thank goodness, because we've been freezing and we're having a beautiful 70-degree day. So after the podcast, we're going to go out and enjoy some sun. We had a new member join our membership community this morning as well. And just as a reminder, if you're interested in joining our membership community, it's achildfreeconnection.com. You'll get all the info. Lots going on in there, lots of fun. And there's testimonials in there from our members if you want to find out how they feel. It's only $10.97 a month and
$9.97.
$9.97 per month. And according to one of our members, and I quote, it's worth every penny. So check that out when you get a chance because we're really growing and it's really good.
And I share a lot of video of me in the metaverse too. I'm going to start putting that on there so people can really see. I mean,
get people to join.
All right, forget that. I won't put that up. Anyway, all right. By the way, while we're on that, I want to say a big shout out to you. This weekend, you're launching your program.
You have your January class group, of Is Child Free for Me, the essential guide to exploring a child free life. We have our first meeting on Sunday. And super excited about that. You know how much I love running through that program. And if any of you out there were thinking about booking a call with me or joining, you can just go to ischildfreeforme.com and find out when I'm running the program next. Very excited about that.
It's an amazing program. I can't say enough about it. All right. So you already mentioned this a little bit earlier before I cut you off, but today we're going to be discussing, are child-free people happier than parents?
Yeah.
So this is something that comes up a lot.
Or are parents happier than child-free?
Or who's happier?
I mean, it's like the never-ending question.
There's a lot of studies on it. I was actually watching a Today Show clip before we did the podcast about this, and they were discussing going back and forth. They had only a mom representing on that show, though. They didn't have the other side. So it was like, okay.
That's weird.
Anyway, that was weird. Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is something that is, especially someone for me who took, 10 years to make this decision and was really trying to figure this out for myself, and having people constantly, and I mean constantly, tell me that I would never be able to find joy if I didn't have kids. I would never be able to find fulfillment. And just hearing those words so much and so often, you just begin to think it's true, right? Because you're so conditioned to believe that that's the case. So I always used to wonder, oh my God, am I going to be happy? Am I going to be able to find any joy? And long story short, the answer is yes. It's a resounding yes. But I think it's really important to bring this up because people, based on no fact, are constantly saying, you'll be happier if you have kids. Have you heard this before? Did people tell you this?
Yes. And I'm just going to combat that right now.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I know I am so much happier that I chose not to have kids than have kids. So I'm going to say that out loud. Like, I am happy I did not have kids, because that would have been a huge mistake for me. So for people that are out there saying, you don't know what joy is going to be, you're not going to be happy if you don't have kids, that's false. That's just, it's factually incorrect.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm living proof of that.
Right. But I'm wondering if you ever heard it. Like, did anyone ever tell you, did your mom or anyone you were friends with or say, well, you know, because you didn't get a lot of pressure and judgment like I did about not having children.
But I got it all the time.
But was there any insinuation of, you're not going to be happy if you don't have kids?
Yeah. Bored and happy. You're not going to be happy and you're going to be bored. Okay. That's what I heard.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you did. So, I mean, I like when these studies come out, I try to really keep on top of them because it's really important to see the facts, especially someone like me. I'm really analytical and I really like facts and I like data.
Clearly, I'm not. So, I'm more like, let me just say what's on my mind right now, and I'm not going to back it up at all.
So I wanted to say, so if we talk about happiness, right? And I was looking around like, what is the definition of happiness? And I found this one. It's a mixture of positive emotional experiences and a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in life. And I like this definition because it doesn't just talk about positive emotional experiences, but it's that deeper sense of meaning and purpose, which is another word that is weaponized against child-free people, like that we're never going to find our purpose, right? That's a big word that people use by insinuating that by having children, it's the only way to have purpose. So,
and I think there's an argument to bring up that you can, no matter what your situation, whether it's you have kids or you don't have kids, no matter what it is, I feel like as human beings, we tend to try and find purpose no matter what. So even if you're, you know, imprisoned and you don't have resources and you don't have the luxuries of life, like you're going to figure out a way to adapt and find purpose in that environment. So I find it really ignorant when people are like, oh, if you don't have kids, you won't find purpose.
No, I know. Does that make sense? Yeah, I mean, purpose is something that people struggle with. But what I think is that it just gets tacked on to the reasons of having kids just because it's been passed down for hundreds and hundreds, and hundreds of years as the primary source of purpose. But we know better now, right? Like you and I know better. The people listening to us know that that is not a sole source of purpose, that if you don't have kids, that doesn't mean you're not going to have purpose in life. But I do like that they're starting to do these studies. I question them a lot. I feel like there's just so much more to do. But the issue is that there hasn't been this much conversation around the child-free community and child-free people. So I think that as the years go on, these studies are going to get more refined. Last year, Michigan State University did a study. And I just wanted to share with our friends here, in case they hadn't read about it. So that study examined the characteristics and statistics of adults who don't want children. And the result of that study was that they found no difference in life satisfaction and limited differences in personality traits between child-free people and parents, not yet parents, or childless individuals. So this study came out with, there's no difference, right? It doesn't matter. This is not a factor that's really going to alter your overall happiness. But what the biggest takeaway from this Michigan study was is that they realized that in this area of Michigan that they tested, that I believe it was, 1 in 4 people identified as child-free. And they had thought earlier that it was much less than that. So 1 out of 4 is a pretty large number. It's a lot of people, don't you think?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. I actually thought maybe it would be a little higher. I thought 1 out of 4, that's less than 50%. It makes sense. Never mind. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then a new study came out and they were trying to answer the question, does having children make you happier? And I read through the study. I'm going to give you some of the details, but the simple answer is no. And I really want to put that out there and make sure that people know, because once again, we're so conditioned to believe that you have to have kids to be happy. And what happened in this study is that they found that women who are child-free by choice, I'm obviously reading here, I don't want to mess it up, so I'm reading directly what they said. Studies in women who are child-free by choice show that most feel they have a good sense of identity and individuality. They don't feel defined by their role within the family and feel they have more freedom and control over their bodies, life, and future. Child-free women also report greater financial stability, although higher socioeconomic status isn't necessary to be satisfied with the decision to be child-free. So none of this surprises me either. This is, I'll read about men in a second, but this is what they come up with women. And I really sense this. I sense it in the people that we talk to. I sense it in our own child-free community. I sense it in my program that women who decide to be child-free really, like it said, have a good sense of identity, have control of their bodies, freedom, and all of that, everything I just mentioned. Now, they did mention that there's limited research on men and their personal experience of being child-free. But one study of men who were child-free by choice reported that most were satisfied with their decision and happy to have more freedom in their life. Only a small number of men expressed regret about their decision, and this was largely because of blank. I'm going to have you guess. Why do you think that some men were feeling not super happy about their decision not to have kids? This is something that is... go ahead.
I'm going to say because carrying on their bloodline.
Yes!
Ah, look at me. I passed the quiz.
Ding, ding. Yes, that's absolutely correct. It's largely because they wouldn't have a legacy, and that's what's holding them back. And it's so interesting, right? Because even after they've decided to be child-free, now they're part of our study and they're, you know, figuring out how you feel. Like, men have a really hard time letting go of this legacy thing. Like, that's how strong it is. It's really, really interesting. I know you don't feel that way, but it's really interesting rooted men are with that part of being child-free.
Yeah. You know, I just feel it's so ego-driven. Like, I want to carry on my gene pool. And it's just, I don't know. It's just ick to me. I never really got it. It's so ego-driven.
It's gross. I also think it's part of, I think it's part of how you were raised too, right? Like, and it could go in either direction. For example, like, let's say you were raised, you're John the third, right? And then you have the second, your dad, your granddad, sure, and your great granddad. And there's just like a lot of, there's a lot of power put in between the family name and you being the third and having to carry on. So I can sort of understand that when there's a lot of history in the family.
More the reason not to continue the bloodline. Like, be like, do we need a fourth? Right, we have the first, the second, the third. Like, we really need a fourth. Like, let's slow this down a little bit. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I gotta call it out.
Or it could happen in the exact opposite way. If somebody comes from, maybe they're alone, maybe they never lived with a parent or a sibling, and they feel that they want to start this so-called lineage and have their DNA. So there's really opposite ends of the spectrum where a man could feel like this is something I want to do. I know you don't believe in it.
No. I actually understand that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because I actually have a friend that his parents had died and he really told me he wanted to have kids because he did for this reason. And I actually see it. He was through a lot of emotional trauma because both of his parents had passed away.
Yeah.
And he felt so alone that mm-hmm. he wanted to he said, I wanted to carry on my name.
Yeah.
And I can understand that a little bit more, you know what I mean? But yeah. I'm not saying that's a reason to have children. But right. I get it. If you right. want to be a father, that's really important to someone. But yeah, the whole entire, like, let's keep just going with this whole family gene pool is just, it's so cringe to me. I did want to bring up one thing, though. Yeah. You know, it was interesting in that clip that I watched earlier that I mentioned about the Today Show, the woman had said that a lot of women that had children, when they asked, you know, what makes them the happiest, it was their answer was synonymous. I mean, their answer was anonymous as far, not anonymous. What's the word? Unanimous. Oh, thank you. Synonymous.
I couldn't help you though. I was like,
it was unanimous.
Yeah.
That they all said, my children make me happy and bring me the most joy. Now, yes. Having said that,
yes,
I found it a very interesting statement and this woman brought it up.
Yes.
It's that they said that, but when they were asked about, are they happy with themselves? The answer was no. So they were saying that they were not as happy, but because their children. So it's almost like they're relying on this extended family member being their daughter or
source.
Son. So source to make them personally happy. And I was like, ooh, let me dive into that because we hear that so much. Like, your kids are your greatest joy, but is it really making you feel happy? And I'm saying this one woman was talking about.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a different question. You're right. I mean, I have a specific memory. I was on a yoga retreat once and we were all sitting around in a circle and the question was brought up, like, what makes you happy? And besides me, the person who was doing the training and one other person, everyone else said their children. And it was really, really interesting to me because I was just deeply, I guess at the time I was just both confused and baffled yet interested in that answer because we're at a retreat, right? So we're being really introspective. We're going in being very mindful. And that was the answer that most of the women gave. So yeah, anyway, that happened to me. And I was always baffled by that.
What did you answer?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't remember.
Empanadas? For those who don't know, Veronica is obsessed with empanadas.
Anyway, so I have heard women say this a lot, and you're right. It is a different thing to say, like, what makes you happy, right? Because maybe my home can make me happy. My dog can make me happy. My whatever you own can make you happy. But are you happy within? It's definitely a different question.
And I think that's the purpose, especially of a retreat or true happiness, is they always say that is you internally need to be happy before external things should make you happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's what's brought me the most happiness is nothing external, whether that's, obviously not a child in my case, but I would assume a child will not make me happy. It might bring me some joy at some point, you know, because they do something and I'm like, oh, I used to do that, or I'm living through them, or whatever it is. But ultimately, true happiness comes from within, in my opinion. I don't have the case studies and the data to back it up like you do.
You're on my nerves today.
I know. I really am bothering you. I'm just being myself.
No, I know. Okay. I'm kidding. You're not on my nerves.
Okay. Good. This podcast was about to take a serious downturn.
No, but shoot, I just had a thought about what you were just saying about
internal happiness.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I remember. Yeah. This is so important because I have spoken to, and maybe some of us have read about, we've seen it in movies, we've seen it in shows, where there comes a point in certain people's lives where there is a lot of suffering, there is a lot of doubt of what their purpose is, there is everything just seems to be going wrong for them, and they think about, why don't I have a baby so I could bring some joy into my life? Mm-hmm. And that
is the biggest mistake ever.
That really scares me when people do that, because
I equate it to equivalent to I'm having a bad day, I need a drink. You know what I mean? And I mean that. Like, you're reaching for something to bring you. You're reaching outside of yourself to bring you peace, some solace, or to numb you in some sort of way.
Yeah.
So I said biggest mistake because that is the last thing you should be doing when you're in a place of confusion, you know, is to just say, I need to have a baby. That's going to bring me happiness. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I've been in relationships where they were starting to go bad in the past. And I think I brought this up, but I'll say it again. I thought to fix the relationship was to have a kid.
I mean, you and thousands of other people too. I mean, it happens all the time.
It doesn't fix it. It actually makes it 10 times worse. And that's from 99.9% of the people, I guarantee it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that really gets me upset when people do that. And the thing that gets me upset about that is for someone to have the mindset of, okay, I'm really struggling right now, so why don't I have a baby to fix things? That says that they don't hear from us, right? From our voice. They don't see the data that we're talking about today. They're not hearing the message that kids do not equal joy and happiness 1,000%. I'm not saying they can't bring you joy and happiness, but that they don't equal. So they're making that decision based on a reality that is not true, which is their reality, which they've been told, if you have a baby, you'll be happy, right? So if everybody was educated and informed that this in fact is not the case, then we wouldn't have those people having babies. And the second the baby's born, it has all this pressure to bring joy to the mom or to the dad or to the parents.
If you could go back in time and find that first person that started that rumor.
Yeah.
That I'd children have to go are back. Gonna-
Way back.
Like how far? Like
way how back.
Far? When did this narrative start, you think?
I mean,
when did this messaging start?
I wish I could dig back as far. I mean, my research takes us back centuries and centuries and centuries. But I don't know. I don't have the date for that. But I'm surprised every time I dig deeper and I go further and I still find evidence of this. So it is something that people make decisions on based on thinking that this is a fact. So what we're talking about today is that this is indeed not a fact and no research was ever done before. This was only based on assumption. Obviously it has patriarchal overtones, religion, all of the things, but that's the reason I love studies like these coming out. And I think there should be a lot more. I would love to be involved in some of these, honestly, to be like, this would really make me happy to do, because I have specific studies in my head that I would love to do. So anyway, if anyone's listening, wants me involved.
I'm sure that there's plenty of universities that would appreciate your insight on these.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be able to do it in the future. But another thing which isn't going to bring us a lot of like, whoa, surprising facts here is that they said that women and men who are child-free are also less stressed on average and report greater satisfaction in their marriages. And those are two things that we see all the time. I mean, we experience it ourselves. We see it in our community. I see it in my program. And we talk about the fact, and we even did a podcast on it, I think, about child-free in our relationship and how we love the fact that because we're child-free, we can focus on our relationship so much.
Yeah. And again, it comes back to, you know, what we fill our time with, you know, it's as child-free people, we can pick and choose what we fill our time with because we don't have these responsibilities. If you listen to my other podcast, that's what I call children, because that's what they are. They're responsibilities.
Yeah.
And we don't have them running around causing havoc and craving all this attention that we need to give them as parents. I threw in the havoc as a dig. I was just messing around. But gosh, we're like in a really negative, dark mood today. I think it really comes back to we're going to fill our time, and because we have.
Well, we don't have to fill our time. We don't have to fill our time, right? We can choose not to do anything with our time.
Well,
we can do nothing.
I mean, doing nothing is filling our time.
Yeah.
Technically, you're doing nothing. You're doing your time is spent doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think like just because you have a clearer path ahead of you as far as responsibilities and, you know, you can really focus on different things. And a lot of those things we seek out bring us joy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, I guess you could seek out negative things like drugs or alcohol, which would be horrible. And I can understand that on a personal level. But, you know, if you seek out the right things, it's going to bring you happiness. It's going to bring you a sense of freedom, and you're going to live your life to the best. Listen, we only get one of these lives. You know, I keep coming back to this. As I get older, I'm 52 years old.
I know. But and just so everyone understands this, like Rick is 52, but he thinks he's 92.
I mean, I feel 92.
I know you feel 92, but you're only 52. I think you think you're 92 by the way you act, by the things you say to me every day. Like, I'm like, oh my God. And the thing that I think about is I'm with you for, you know, until you could be 100 or more. And I'm going to be hearing about the fact that you're old.
I'm not saying I'm old. The reason why I bring it up is because it reminds me to appreciate every single day. Because in 20 winters from now, I'm going to be 82. And I think of it in those terms because
there's a problem
I'm living I'm living my best life and I am happy. So we're back on this topic. Like, I am a happy person because I'm aware of my time frame being 52 years old.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not complaining about it. I love being this age. Mm-hmm. I actually feel better than I did in some ways when I was younger. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's true. Well, that comes to that is really related to my next point where they were talking about like, okay, so if we are happy, right, we do have all the benefits of being happy and fulfilled, which one of them is, of course, health. And I have a little list here that they wrote. So it said, when you're happy, the benefits improved heart health, your favorite, better immune functioning, longer lifespan, slower disease progression, faster recovery from injury or illness, reductions in pain, lower levels of stress and anxiety, and better sleep. So these are all fantastic things. I mean, don't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, it's pulling at my heartstrings, to be honest with you. Every single one of those. But yeah.
Right. And I think that because people ask us all the time, like, are we happy that we're child-free? And yeah, of course, the answer is yes. We actually both really love and enjoy our child-free life. I mean, so much. We talk about it just ourselves, not even on the podcast, but we talk about it all the time, just in our own time. So it is absolutely true, but it's not like we're not doing the work, right? Like, we're still... Yes. Doing, for example, we're prioritizing our relationships overall, like our relationship with each other, with our family, with our friends. Like, we're doing things that make us happy. Mindfulness being, this is something that you've struggled with in the past, like just being in the moment and not super focused on the past or the future. That's something that we bring up all the time to keep the happiness going. And, lastly, one thing. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's a great point. I want to reemphasize that point. I mean, you said it, but I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Is that for those who are younger that are listening, your future is bright. But, and the big but here is you need to put in the work, as you said, because it's very easy. There's no guarantee of happiness if you just don't have kids. You have to really put in the effort of creating a community for yourself. Doing healthy things for yourself, you know, writing out exactly what makes you happy, being internally happy. I mean, there's so many factors that lead to the success of being happy. And I just want to reemphase that because I like to, at 52 years old, you know, I want to pass down some of my wisdom. So,
and I think that's important, right? Because we've had that question so many times. Are you happy? Are you both happy? Are you each happy? And yeah, it's it concerns me sometimes that the idea of joy and happiness and fulfillment can all be put into the bucket of whether you have kids or not, right?
Right.
So I think that by us making it clear that that is not a guarantee. And I'm going to say it, if just because you're child-free, it doesn't mean that you're going to be happy.
Well, there's no quick fix for anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But sometimes people, I mean, people have reached out to us and DM'd us, and they're under the idea that because we chose this lifestyle, we're not really dealing with any hardships or stress, or which I think I can see if you're in a space where you're trying to make this decision and you want to be very rigid about like joy, fulfillment, happiness, right? Like which one? I can see why people ask us that question, but the answer is that yes, we are very happy, but we work at our happiness quite a bit.
We work hard at it.
Really,
and we
do.
Work on our relationship and we work on, you know, self-control and,
yeah,
you know,
it's, and gratitude. Gratitude is a huge one because I have a big gratitude practice. And I think that over the years we've been together for, how long have we been together? 8 years
almost
now?
Almost 9 years.
No, we just turned 8 years.
This year.
Yeah,
no, this
that's
year
true.
We're
this year is going to be, the end of this year is going to be 9 years.
Coming
Jesus,
up on
a
long
time.
Decade. How do you feel about coming up on 9 years?
It's weird.
Me?
It's very strange.
How many
strange.
Times do you regret it? Because I annoy you all the time.
Oh, we should tell them about the 24-hour contest, but put that on hold for a second.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, gratitude. So I think that since we've met, I'm not trying to give myself credit, but it's just because I've seen it, your gratitude practice has definitely increased, because I don't know that you had a gratitude practice when we first met.
I had none. I didn't. I'm not just... I was in a dark place when we met, you know,
right.
I didn't understand,
yeah,
you know, we've talked about this before. I used to roll my eyes at like, you know, self improvement and gratitude. I'm like, oh, let me go to therapy and deal with it. And that's awful of me. I'm not even making a joke about that. It was just, you know what it was? My own insecurity and
right.
my own fear of addressing what was inside of me. So therefore,
well, that's what we've all done, right? It's freaking
yeah.
scary to dive into all those demons.
Yeah.
yeah
so I used to
scary.
Just brush it off, which was not the right thing to do. And I
right.
encourage anyone not to do that.
Right.
But
now I see you have this beautiful gratitude practice, which you share with me often. You say, I'm really
yeah.
grateful for XYZ. And I really appreciate that. I have a gratitude practice in my head all the time. I'm probably not so vocal about it, but I do think about it. So yeah, these are steps that we take all the time. And I'm excited for these research studies to continue. And my big dream would be that people understand that happiness does not depend on one solitary thing, that it's a process, that it evolves, that it has ups, it has downs, it has beauty in it. And hopefully some of that is coming across today.
Yeah. I mean, I really have spent even just the short amount of time we've been spending in 2024, like almost obsessively every day, showing gratitude to everything, almost to the point where it's becoming a problem. Like, I'm just like looking at things like, I'm so grateful for that because I'm 52 and I only have 20 more years before I'm 82. I'm going to be so grateful for that right now. I'm so grateful for door handles. I mean, there was a time where they didn't exist. So grateful for... I am. I'm grateful
no,
for all
I'm
these things.
Because I know that you're telling the truth, because
I
know
I am,
you.
I'm like so
but
grateful.
It's just really funny.
I'm grateful
yeah.
to be alive during this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we could have easily been born in the 1700s and it wouldn't have been as easy to be grateful back then, I would think.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, you got to walk to your neighbors and it's 75 miles away because you don't have a car. That's those people that... you know, can show gratitude at that time.
Right.
Wow, hats off.
You're right. Definitely much more difficult to show gratitude back then. And then also, I probably want to add for the people that are just getting to know us is that Rick is extremely extreme.
So Rick
goes from one end of something to the other. So this is a perfect example of... no shows like has no regard for gratitude, doesn't show it, doesn't think about it, too, is like a gratitude guru.
Right. Well, we always say that if I was to write a book, it would be called, you had a great title for it, but it was something about living in moderation,
learning to live in the middle, I think, or something like that was the name of your
middle.
Book. Yeah.
Living in the middle.
Something like that. I can't
yeah.
remember. But yeah. So,
living in the middle because I either live
yeah,
on either
very
extreme.
Yeah.
yeah.
Very extreme. But yeah, so I want to get back to, before we forget, our 24-hour contest that we recently had.
I'm so happy
about this. You could set it up.
Okay, so we had a contest. So for those who know us, like you were saying earlier, I tend to annoy Veronica. Just fun annoyances. Like I just, you know.
Fun
I,
for you.
Fun for me, I guess. So we had a contest. You know, sometimes she gets frustrated and I shut it down. Because I just know that you're like getting really annoyed.
Right.
So around 10 o'clock the other night, at 10 o'clock at night, I said to her, why don't we have a contest where we're not allowed to say, we're not allowed to make fun of each other in a playful way.
Yeah.
We never mean anything.
This is like silly. This is fun.
We're not allowed to poke fun at each other mm-hmm. for 24 hours. Nothing.
Yeah.
No, like, oh, that's how you are or anything like that. You know, right. Just let's go 24 hours. And right. It's really cold in Austin. It's like 20 degrees or even less. It was like 14 degrees. Mm-hmm. And in that 24-hour period, whoever lost had to walk Eddie, our dog, both morning and night.
Right. Because
we usually take shifts.
Yeah.
Which is
was
a very
huge. Yeah. It was a huge thing.
I you mean, were it even was questioning
cold.
It.
It was cold.
You were like, this is a pretty.
I was questioning it. Yeah. You know, I actually thought like I have this in the bag because you make fun of me 24/7. But I also did think that I know you well enough to know that you're going to be like so laser focused on not losing the contest either. And I'm like, I don't make fun of you very often, so it could just organically slip. So I definitely didn't feel like I have this. And when we said, okay, whoever loses has to take Eddie out for the walk twice in like 8 degrees, because that's how much it was early in the morning, late at night. But anyway,
I won.
Yeah.
So I won. And why don't you tell them what you said?
Well, the funny part is that we made this bed at like 10 p.m., whatever. Next day doesn't even cross my mind. We don't discuss it. I don't think about it. And then some point the next afternoon, you say to me how much you've struggled all day because it's been really hard for you not to make fun of me. And I was laughing. And I actually went ahead and posted in our membership community that we were having the contest and that you can't contain yourself. And you've been really struggling. I haven't thought twice about it. And then I lost.
Yes.
And yeah,
what was the loss that did it?
We were watching a Seinfeld rerun. We'd like to watch Seinfeld when we're having dinner, if we watch TV. And there was just something, I can't even remember what it was. There was something happening in the episode. And I said, oh, that would be you because you're so blah, 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 like this.
It was, okay, I remember it. So it was Kramer had a free gift card to get as much coffee as he wanted. And I love coffee. And he was like jittery and freaking out. And you'd be like, that'd be you if you had all the Starbucks you wanted. And I said, and this was at 9 o'clock. You had 1 hour left. 1 hour. And I said, that is a dig. You totally poked fun of me. You lose. And you just lost it.
I did. It only lasted 20.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I know. You were very happy. You were very happy. I did walk Eddie that night. But it's funny. Obviously, it's out the window because it was only a 24-hour period. And we're back to our regular life of you making fun of me 24/7. But it was fun while it lasted.
It was
to have
fun.
That freedom.
And you know, first of all, I'm going to just give you some serious love here and say you are such a great sport at dealing with my poking fun. You're very good at handling. You never get defensive when it comes to joking stuff.
Yeah.
And I know you've been around a lot of people. Like, that's how you kind of grew up, is like people always poking fun at each other. So I'm very lucky to have you as a partner, considering that you take it so well. So I appreciate you putting up with me.
That is true.
I want to end on that note because I love you and I'm very happy that you can take my constant barrage of jokings and poke funds of, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
I can. And hopefully that will not interfere in our joy and happiness as a child-free couple. Oh, I want to bring up one more thing before we go. Is that I've been doing interviews with the members of my program, It's Child Free for Me, and their child free journeys are amazing and unique, and you really have to hear their story. So I think what I'm going to do is in the week when we don't do our podcast, I'm going to upload those videos here so that this audience can also listen to these stories, because I think that so many of you will relate to what these ladies had to say. So I don't know how we're going to do it yet. Maybe we'll call it a bonus episode.
Yeah, I was about to say. Bonus episode.
Yeah. So that's going to be happening in between our regular episodes starting next week, probably.
No, that sounds great. I look forward to hearing them myself.
We'll leave it at that. I'm excited to go somewhere with you. It's so sunny out. And I think that we should go enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Let's practice our child-free freedom by taking a nice long walk in our warm 72-degree day.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.